أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نوية الأربعين، نوية الاعتكاف، نوية الخلوة، نوية العزلة، نوية الرياضة، نوية السجود. بسم الله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. I think it's the story of سيدي سلطان أولياء الشيخ محمد ناظم حقان المدد. The story of سيدي سلطان أولياء سيدي شاء الله فائز الدغستاني مدد. I think this is a very important series of suhba that it's important for us to differentiate between what is the definition of a guide. We have, I'm not making a promotion, but already we have a book that come. It didn't come yet. It might be coming in these 2 days. A new book. Who is the guide? So, because these days, too many people declaring that they are guides. They are looking after their own followers, whom they bring them to Naqshbandi Tariqa, and they think that if they have been given permission or authorized to give a zikrullah and to make a circle of group of people to come to make zikr and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala names and attributes, and call people from every walk of life, they look at them as if they are their guides or they are murshids. So that is that's why I will, in this series of Mawlana Sheikh Nazim and Grand Sheikh, Sheikh Abdullah Faiz Dastani, notes from long time, I will shed a light little bit on the importance of and the definition of who are the guides and what is a guide. A guide, because we are lost in too many around the world, because Mawlana Sheikh Muhammad Nazim Al-Haqqani Sultan Al-Awliya, may Allah give him long life, giving everyone authorization to do zikrullah, because he wants to spread that kind of knowledge of Naqshbandi Tariqa. But the problem is that that person who's been authorized begin to think that he became the guide for that group of people. Like yesterday, I was sitting with Mawlana Sheikh and he was seeing some people, and he said to one of them that, I like you to do zikr, a group zikr in your home. And the man said, I am attending zikr with this authorized one. Mawlana said, okay, you do in your home, and because you will get more people around you, because some people might be far for them to drive to that person, the barakah of zikr will be continuing, and once a month you can meet all together. Now, some people might understand from that they are already being authorized, and they begin to act as if they are guide, and you can see on all websites and the internet today, from all over the world, everyone is claiming that he is the authorized guide for this and that. Guide has to be for the whole Ummah, first of all. Guide is not a guide for 10 or 50 or 100 people. A meaning of a guide, the definition of a guide is al-murshid, maqamul irshad, the level of guidance. Guidance is not only to give you a presentation like a professor in a university. Professor in a university will come and give a presentation or in alim, scholar in a masjid, or scholar in a mufti or whatever, he give you a presentation, you listen, you like it, you like it, you don't like it, he's not interested. But the guide, no, he has to follow you up from one level to another level until you reach the presence of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So it's a big difference. So I will, in a general, I will shed that light, because many people are thinking they are guide of this country, or they are guide of that country, or they are guide of this street, or that district, or that alley, or that house, or that village, or that even shack, or that, what you call, sheep area?
Barn.
Barn, or that barn. So, or that farm. So it is like that now. It's a big issue and a big problem. So I hope from this place, Mawlana Sheikh Nazim's house and masjid, we can define from, give a definition from their notes, what is the characteristics of a guide. And there are different kind of guides, and the most important is that Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, has described in his notes that we took from him, that there are four different levels of guides. First is Sheikh al-Tabarruk, the murshid or the guide for barakah, blessings, that he give blessings, he give barakah. A wali that can give barakah and blessings. The second one is murshid at-taskiyah, the murshid, the sheikhs or the murshid, the guide of purification. The third is murshid at-tasfiyah. Is the third level of guidance, of guide, is the guide that he can sift all from the other two guides that comes to him of murids. He sift the murid and take the purest. It's called Murshid al-Tasfiyah. And the last one is the most important, the guide of Irshad, the highest level of guidance, which is the al-murshid al-wilaya, or al-murshid that can carry all the others that are in need after they have been given the blessings from the first level of murshid. So there are four different levels. From the first level, has been given the blessings. Second level has been given purification. Third level, they have been sift and took the purest between thousands, millions, can take the very, very purest. And the last one is the one that he raised them up, disciplined them up, and called Murshid At-Tarbiyah, which we call Murshid, real Murshid of Wilaya, that is the Sultan al-Awliya. So we must not make a mistake and consider that everyone speaks and say, I am Khalifa of Mawlana Sheikh, or I am a deputy of Mawlana Sheikh, or I am a representative of Mawlana Sheikh. You can see a lot, and I'm pointing to these cameras, you can see a lot of them claiming today that characteristics. And from the first line of notes that I'm going to say, you can realize that not one of them on these websites or these different around the world countries, not one of them is a guide, murshid. He is someone conducting zikr, yes. He is someone that teaching from Maulana's teaching, yes. But is he a Khalifa? Khalifa has to be a guide. Is he a guide? No, because from first word that Maulana Sheikh, Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his note, and Maulana Sheikh Nazim said, first guide is Murshid at Tabarruk, the Murshid of blessings. That you come to him, you get blessings. That you come to him to take barakah. You come to him, even you don't do anything. Only in his presence, you will be, he is like a spotlight. His presence will attract you. And what is in Murshid at Tabarruk, it has to be in Murshid at Tazkiyah after him. All his characteristics, beside the Murshid at Tazkiyah, the second, the purification level, the second one has to have the first Murshid characteristic and the second. The third has to have all of them. The fourth has to have everything inside him. So the first one, Murshid at Tabarruk, is the first level of Irshad, the first level of guidance. And his description are, he has been authorized from his Sheikh, Murshid at-Tabarruk, before he has to address anyone and speak to anyone and guide anyone and take them through this dark tunnel that has a beginning but has no end. He has to try to take these murids all the way, like a shepherd taking the sheep from all obstacles, all wolves around. He has to accomplish first that murshid, that guide. He has to accomplish that he will receive from his Sheikh an authorization. Not only authorization, he has to receive a power that enable him to inherit from the tongue of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam directly, to give to those who are in his circle, to give them, to put on their tongue what we call in Arabic at-talqin. At-talqin is like someone is dead and you go to the cemetery, and this is sunnah of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When someone is dead, you go to his grave and say after they bury him, say Ya Abdullah, is called talqin al-mayyit, to put on the tongue of the dead, deceased person, what he needs to say in the grave to remind him that he have to say shahada. Say Ya Abdullah, Ya Abdullah, qul. And it is very well known, established in Islamic Sharia, to go to the grave and say, Qul Ya Abdullah, say Ya. When you say Qul, means you put on his tongue. Like in Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Prophet, say, Qul Ya Muhammad, say, Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, say, Huwa Allah, He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah put on the tongue of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and on his heart. So that one who is in necessary to be given that guidance, he has to be on his tongue. See this distraction. He has to have on his tongue, his Sheikh has to put on his tongue, like you put on the deceased person, because he's already dead. That deceased person is already dead, you have to put on his tongue, say, Ya Abdullah, Qul Ya Abdullah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Qul Shahadatu an la ilaha illallah, Wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. First thing you have to say when the dead is being, deceased is being put in the grave. So when you are dead really in real life, spiritually dead, not physically dead, so when you physically, like Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if anyone want to see a deceased person, dead person before he died, look at Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. So means you have to carry that definition, that characteristic, So Murshid At-Tabarruk cannot reach, Murshid of Baraka cannot reach the level of Irshad until he is deceased spiritually in life. Then he will inherit from his Shaykh and Prophet put on his tongue Talqinu Zikr. He will put on his tongue how to do Zikrullah 5,000 times every moment, every day. So in Tariqah now, when you are initiated on Tariqah, you have to say 5,000 times Allah, 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 Allah. Isn't it? You can do 2,500. The lowest is 1,500. Higher 2,500. Higher is 5,000 through the heart and through the tongue. So you cannot do that Zikrullah. You can do it, but what we do today, all of us daily, is like an imitation. It's not a real one. But when you reach Murshid Tabarruk, and I'm speaking to those who are watching today, and they're also live today watching, that those who are on the websites has to know this important characteristics of a Murshid. Not people to be confused with them. And that is a sickness, it will go, it is a contagious sickness that goes from that who assume that he is a Murshid, go to those who are following him. It's a sickness like a flu. And now you have the swine flu. It's worse than a swine flu. And you know that flu, what is its name? What is its name?
H1N1.
No, it's the flu of pigs. Because dirtiness, when you cheat your people, when you cheat those who are believing in you, you become more dirty than the dirtiness of a pig. You are contagious. You are making people to be contagious. You have to be very careful. I'm saying this out of love, because we don't want people to fall into the trap of shaitan. So not everyone can come and declare, I am Khalifa and I am Murshid. Irshad has its rules. And these rules that they gave to us in writing, but there are rules that are from heart to heart, that you cannot explain them. There is no permission to bring them up. So he said, Murshid At-Tabarruk, the first level of Irshad is that one who is going to inherit from his Shaykh is going to put on his tongue what Prophet put on the tongue of his Shaykh, how to recite the 5,000 Allah, Allah, Zikrullah. Because today what we are doing, saying Allah, 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 is not by tongue. And by heart, you have to put your tongue on your top of your ceiling of your mouth inside and see your heart is saying Allah, Allah, Allah. But with Murshid Tabarruk, it's not only that. With every time he say Allah, he will be receiving the 99 names attribute at that moment. What kind of secrets there are in that names, in these names, it will be dressed with it. It's not something that you added 1 + 1 = 2, literally. You say Allah, 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 literally. That's okay, you did your wazifa, you did your awrad, you did your job, you did your duty. But every time you recite for that Murshid, that one who has the authorization from his Shaykh through Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he is going to, whenever he say Allah, he has to see something. He has to be dressed with that moment, because every moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving different manifestations for his beautiful names and attributes. So that person who is sitting and reciting 5,000 times Allah, Allah, let's say in 15 minutes or 20 minutes, whatever it takes, he is receiving in that moment manifestation on every time he say Allah, Jalla Jalala, on every time he will be receiving a manifestation of these 99 beautiful names. He will be dressed with it, he will feel it, if he cannot understand it, but at least he will feel it, he will feel the beauty of it. So I can ask now, who can have that? those who are calling themselves Murshid today, and many of them, can they lie if they have that or not? Can they claim that they have this characteristic?
No.
No one can claim. It's beyond them. And if they claim, you can punch their eyes because they are lying. And you have authority, authorization for that. And Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless him, he said, وَأَوْصَافُهُ اللَّازِمَةُ لَهُ أَنْ يَكُونَ عِنْدَهُ مِنَ الْإِذْنِ لِتَلْقِينِ الذِّكْرِ 5,000 times وَخَمْسَمِائَةَ صَلَاةً عَلَى النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He has to have to recite Zikrullah 5,000 times in that way I described. And not only that, takes knowledge from it and then do 500 times salawat on Prophet. And when he says, he is doing that murshid, not those murshid on his cameras, that murshid who is saying salawat on Prophet 500 times means every time he say Allahumma salli, and this is the way that Mawlana Sheikh said you recite Darud on Prophet, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Ali Muhammadin wa sallim. You can add Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa salli. Allahumma salli wa tabarak ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina Muhammad al-tahirin al-mutahharin al-tayyibin wa ala Ali wa sahbihi. All kind. But he said for awrad, this is the one that you have to say. Means every time you have to say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad wa sallim, every time you must, the lowest for that Sheikh al-Tabarruk, the lowest that he can go is to feel the smell, the nice smell of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every time he makes salawat. Or he can feel his presence, or he can visualize him through his heart. Every time he makes salawat. Today what we are doing? We take our beads, sit in front of the TV, and Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. We are visualizing the TV. Or you can see their beads in their hands. It's okay, that's good. But they have, and I know their the groups who will be sitting there, different people, and men or women, and he is trying to show them his beats are longer than Maulana's beats. Carrying 500 one. You know that I never saw Maulana Sheikh Nazim with a beat except this lately, years now, this few years back. Before, I never saw him with a bead more than 100 beads. It was 100 only. And with a pin. Not more than that. Today they carry 1,000. They carry it like on their necks and their shoulders and wrap it on their bellies. Maulana Sheikh had 1,000, but always for time of tahajjud, he has in his room. So when he is in tahajjud and finishes his prayer waiting for Fajr, he is doing his zikr with the 1,000, yes, or the 500. But he never, during the day, he carried more than 100. I'm not saying that to say that don't carry 200 or whatever, but he never let his ego to play with him. Because when you go out and you're carrying 200 or 300 or 400, means look to me, look at me, I am having big, long beads. Unfortunately today they don't sell 200, they don't sell 100, they are always selling these 200s. But it's okay, still since everyone is carrying them, it's okay. But that one who is sitting on his couch and making himself a murshid, You can see he doesn't have only, he can have rings here, all his fingers and finger, and his turban becomes so big, so huge. And he never knew anything from Sharia. Nothing! You ask him a question about Sharia, he doesn't know to answer. They don't lead prayer even, but they don't know. And they are becoming big sheikhs, no? You saw them, you traveled with me. You saw them around the world. So, when he is going to recite 500 times Salah ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, means Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa sallam, his heart is with his sheikh, his murshid, because he is murshid of the first level. His heart with the sheikh who is the murshid, the last one, murshid al-tarbiyah, the one who will be at the end raise them up, raise everyone up. So he is Murshid Tabarruk, he is in first level, but he is connected to Murshid Tarbiyah. That Murshid Tarbiyah is connected to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam directly. So when he say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa sallim, his Shaykh Murshid Tarbiyah will take him all the way to the presence of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So up to that person level, that Murshid level, he can smell or he can see or he can feel. So ask them, this is from the first line that I didn't yet, first and the half line. I didn't continue it. That, does anyone has that? No. How they claim? Then they are murshid. So this will bring everyone to say to himself, oh, I have to reconsider. I'm not saying something to harm anyone. No, we are defining. So every one who has authority and permission from Mawlana Sheikh to do zikr has to know that to consider himself as a murshid, he has to reconsider after, if he wants to hear these tapes. For sure someone, they will throw it in the toilet, they don't like it. So they don't want to hear this. But those who are interested to hear these things, they have to reconsider where we stand. Where is our level? Are we improving? Are we cheating? Can we get this definition? Can we observe what we are describing from Grand Sheikh's notes or not? And then he said, وَيَجِبُ, and I'm reading in Arabic, وَيَجِبُ أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُ مَلَكَةُ عِلْمِ تَسْبِيحَاتِ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ جَمِيعًا نَاطِقًا أَوْ صَامِتًا. Those who understand Arabic can understand, I will translate. He said he has to have, not he needs to have, he has to have. If he wants to call himself Murshid Tabarruk, the first level, of language.
that murshid has to know, he has to have the capacity and capability of knowing all languages, of all what been created. And he add, those who you hear voices from them, and those you don't hear voices from them. Means those creatures that they have voice, means human beings, and all wild or domestic animals that Allah created, they have voice. And those whom they don't have voice, like butterfly, you are hearing, you don't hear. Words, you don't hear. Leaves on the trees, you don't hear. Trees, you don't hear. All that is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pebbles, they are praising Allah. Mountains, they are praising Allah. You have a stone on your on your ring. Do you have a stone? Do you have a ring? Why we have a ring? On the right hand? I'm asking you, answer.
Sunnah.
It's Sunnah of Prophet. Why it's Sunnah of Prophet? Why Prophet had showed Sahaba to have a ring? Because then you will have praises all the time on your finger. Allah وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. Every stone, every pebble is making zikrullah, is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have it on your right finger, on your right hand. That's why Prophet said the first sunnah of stones is aqiq, because it has a special praises that not any other stone can praise the same as aqiq is praising. This aqiq stone. Then he said the Fayrouz stone, you know what you call it, turquoise stone. They have special tones. And that's why you can see all murshids, always either they have turquoise, or they have akik, the red one. All of them. They like it, because it has they understand what kind of phrases. With that hikmah, we are wearing the sunnah ring. People, they wear it, they don't know why they are wearing it. Well, we are wearing, or we have, we get, some of us go and make a big one like that. I was recently in a country, and someone came to me and said, this you have a small ring, I'm going to do for you a better ring. And then, after a while, he brought me a very beautiful ring. I didn't wear it. Why? Because it was like UFOs, you know, space shuttle, they come from outer space, they are round like that, it's round like that, it's you can see it over my finger, covers three fingers. Out of love, you did it. It's a stone, and that stone, they say, that I say, not they say, Sunnah says, but we never understood the hikmah. Now for the first time, Maulana said, mentioned that why we wear a ring. So the second, they think that the stone, if it is connected on the flesh, on the body, it gives you energy. Yes, of course. That's why Chinese, they have this kind of old philosophy, that if you want to wear a ring, let the stone on the touch the finger, because it will pass that energy of that stone that is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that shaykh, that murshid, that guide, which in the first, we are in the first level of his characteristics, murshid al-tabarruk, has to know all different praises, all different languages of everyone that Allah has created, human and non-human. And he has to know every letter of their languages. Every letter of their languages. من تفصيل الحروف. حروف are the letters. You have to have, separate letters in the words that they are reciting or you are hearing from them, how they put the words together might not be your language. that murshid has to know that through his heart, his power, that is taking from his sheikh and to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And tafsir al-huruf means he has to understand every letter and the meaning of every letter that is being given to him. And he has not one voice would separate him from the other voice. Means he can hear them all in the same time and he can understand them all in the same time, in the same moment, but with different headsets. He doesn't need to change headset. What Allah gave him of hearing is able to hear all of them in the same time and differentiate between all their needs in the same time. That Murshid Tabarruk. And we didn't finish, but I'm going to stop. We have to go for Murshid. So that's why I say we have to be very careful. Oh, brothers and sisters who are declaring on your website or to your people that you are Murshid and you are guided. Okay, I'm not saying anything, but reconsider your situation. Don't get those who are listening to you reflect your sickness on them. If you do not consider your relationship with your murid in the day of judgment, Allah will ask you. If you say we don't have anything, it's okay, no problem. But if you say that you have that, you have to be asked. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. We don't declare anything. We are the weakest. We have nothing. We have only my share. I have my share. That is my source. I'm not saying I have anything. I'm lower from the lowest. But you be careful. It's out of love we are saying this. Be careful. Don't think high too much. You will lose. We'll continue that tomorrow, inshallah, about Murshid al-Tabarruk. It's going to be a series. I explained it before in that book that it's coming out, but every time we explain, more things comes more. More, Maulana open more things for everyone. This today one, which we began on a Monday, and Tuesday tomorrow will be the first of Rajab. Tonight is the night of Rajab. So Rajabun Shahrullah, wa Shahbanu Shahri, wa Ramadanu Shahri Ummati. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this month, Rajab is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we will begin and we will see where we can arrive during that time. May Allah forgive us, may Allah bless you and bless everyone. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa min Allahi tawfiq. Al-Fatiha.